Well, joining me this morning is an attorney and award-winning best-selling author, Justin Spiesman. He is has a brand new book out called Coach, The Greatest Teachers in Sports and Their Lessons for Us All. The book has been out since about mid-February or so, and we talk a lot about some of the greatest coaches that we've all known here, and he's got a great, great book and a great list of coaches that some of them we know and have done some really wonderful things. And Justin joins us this morning. He's calling from Atlanta, Georgia today. Hey, Justin, good morning, and welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, you talk about coaches, and in the book, you've got some of our New England coaches here, Red Auerbach, Bill Belichick from the Celtics and the Patriots. And these coaches, most of the coaches you talk about in this book, they have built winning teams. They have mentored athletes. But I find it very interesting that when they coach and their coaching philosophy, it's almost like a life philosophy. I mean, some of these coaches have come out with their own books. I remember Joe Torre of the New York Yankees. He came out with a book years ago when he was coach of the Yankees and had all those great World Series championships with the Yankees. And he talked not so much about baseball, but talked about philosophy of life. And his coaching philosophy to his players and his managers and his coaches translated into life philosophy as well. Did you find that in talking about some of these coaches? It translates into life itself, right?
Oh, of course. And especially when you talk about a coach like Red Auerbach. I mean, that's a great example. One of my favorite quotes of Red's was, "The only correct actions are those that demand no explanation and no apology." I mean, what a wonderful life lesson. I mean, this is coming from one of the greatest, if not the greatest, professional basketball coach in the history of sport. And his lessons, the ones that we can really take away from him that he preached on and off the court, are so transformational and would be appropriate in every aspect and walk of your life. Take pride in what you do. Simple, bite-sized, but if every day we wake up and do everything with pride, we're going to do a wonderful job as professionals, as husbands, wives, children, brothers, sisters, everything you can think of.
Yeah, and you have broken down some of these great coaches, and you've looked at all these coaches, some of the best-known figures in football, basketball, baseball, hockey, some of the lesser-known coaches in soccer and swimming and golf and gymnastics and rowing. It's kind of fascinating, but you've broken them down into certain categories. Four categories. You talk about team builders, technicians, strategists, and closers. Now, let's talk about each, just define each particular category. And where does a guy like Bill Belichick, who's in your book, which category does he come into? But talk about the categories, for instance.
Yeah, so one of the things that I thought was really important is, if it wasn't challenging enough to come up with 170 of the greatest coaches across every sport, I figured what I would do is try to put them in different buckets. And the beauty of that, and these were four buckets that I came up with, I'm sure there are more, but they were kind of defining qualities of coaches. For example, when you think about a strategist, which frankly, Bill Belichick is one of the greatest strategists in the history of sports. You know, he's known as a coach that would find the team's greatest strength, the opposing team's greatest strength, and work to take it away. But he's also a closer, right? Right? Think about how many championships he has, how many times he closed out the game, and how many times they did it, not just in the Super Bowls, but throughout the playoffs and the regular season and in the last waning minutes. I mean, he in some ways is a master, along with Tom Brady, of the two-minute drill. And so what's cool about these topics, these buckets, is that you have many coaches that could fall in more than one category. I think that we all would have an argument that Belichick was both a strategist and a closer. I think it's arguable that he was one of the greatest team builders, right? I mean, one of the basic New England philosophies is no one is bigger than the team. That's why on many occasions, Belichick would bring in questionably charactered athletes and turn them into superstars and right the ship. I mean, Randy Moss, for example, coming off a horrible, horrible year in Oakland, he took him and turned him into probably the greatest wide receiver season in the history of professional football. And so what's beautiful about these buckets and about these coaches is they do kind of have their own defining qualities. And while they do kind of move through many of the different conversations, the reality is that they all have their place in at least one bucket.
You know, Justin, it's interesting what you say. If I understand you correctly, it's almost like, you know, when Larry Bird played for the Boston Celtics, everybody who played with him on that team, they played a degree or to a level higher than they normally would, because Larry Bird as a player made them, came in with the philosophy to make them play higher. Tom Brady makes your players, your teammates, play harder and better. So if you have a guy that you respect, like a Bill Belichick or a Red Auerbach, or you got Brad Stevens in here as well, who was a coach for the Celtics, and now he's a president of basketball operations. If you are playing for that particular person and you respect that person, have a good relationship, do you just play harder for that person because then you have a more of a success rate and more of a successful team, a cohesive team, because you believe in the strategy and the philosophy of that coach?
Yeah. I mean, there's this level of accountability that I think great coaches bring to the table. But you're right. One of the skills, and this is one of the foundational skills that I found amongst many coaches, is they always made their team better. They made their athletes better. They expected the best out of them. I mean, you always kind of wonder, what would have happened if Michael Jordan didn't have a Phil Jackson, right? I mean, Jordan was always going to be Jordan, don't get me wrong. But Phil Jackson, what he did with Jordan is add this level of calmness and collectiveness and trust in his star player. And because of Jackson, Jackson wasn't the accountability type coach, right? He's the Zen master. He was the slow and steady. He was the peace. Jordan acted in that level of accountability for the Bulls during that time. I mean, if you play near Michael Jordan, you better expect to wake up every day and practice like it is game seven of, you know, the championship and the title is on the line. And that was something that was really special to kind of recognize and realize that.
You know, you look at one of the coaches, for instance, one of the categories you talk about is the team builders. And I have to agree with you on this one. And I'm not quite sure even what team builders are, you know, specifically how you do it yet. But a guy like Gino Auriemma, who's been the coach of the women's college basketball team at the University of Connecticut, he has always, I mean, he's got probably a tremendous amount of championships. He's been in the Final Four. He's been always great in the March Madness and in the Big Dance, you know, for the University of Connecticut. And he doesn't always have the best players, but somehow he builds that team. I mean, great players will leave that team, and Connecticut still has this program that is one of the best in the country. What makes him so great as a coach when you look at him as a team builder?
Yeah, really amazing, right? The guy's like always reloading. And so to some degree, I would say that he does have a great deal of talent every year. And the reason why is because people want to play for a coach like him, a coach that demands accountability, that will bring you to the next level. I mean, these women come to Connecticut because they want to learn from the best and they want to make a career out of being an athlete.
Right.
That's why he has, you know, probably more athletes in the WNBA than just about anyone else. And so he attracts the talent, not because they're talented, but because the talent recognizes that this is the best place for me to develop into a better basketball player and also win some titles along the way.
Yeah. We're speaking to author Justin Spiesman. His new book is called Coach, The Greatest Teachers in Sports and Their Lessons for Us All. He illustrates kind of the techniques and the legacy of about 168 winning coaches in every field of sports. Do you have a favorite? I know I'm asking you off the cuff here, 168 coaches to ask your favorite. Is there any one or two or three coaches that you think fit in all four of your categories that makes this person the best all-round coach ever?
I mean, that's a hard one. It's like asking which of your children are your favorite.
Yeah, but, right.
You know, you certainly do have a few coaches that kind of stand out as remarkably special. Just thinking about someone that's very relevant today, but that's ending his career very soon, is Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
A coach that just immediately stands out in my mind as kind of one that checks all the boxes. And what's amazing about Coach K is that he succeeded. He's one of the few coaches that's really been able to succeed at the professional and the college level, right, with Team USA and what he's done there.
Correct,
and
yeah.
So he's an amazing strategist. He's a great technician. He builds teams. You just start looking at what he's accomplished and how he's accomplished it, and he is really kind of a legacy coach. And there are other ones out there. I mean, still college basketball, but someone like Dean Smith, right, someone like Vince Lombardi. I mean, these are kind of the coaches. Saban's a great one, right? That I think when all the cards fall, there's going to be this kind of 5 to 10 coaches in the history of sport that really were the absolute cream of the crop, that were legacy, and that we'll probably never see someone like them again. And look, in stating what you said, Brad Stevens, like, I think he's a really interesting guy because he was, in my opinion, I featured him a little too early. He's not there yet as one of the greatest coaches, but you see what he's accomplished in such a short period of time, and you start to realize this guy when it's all said and done, is probably going to go down in the history books as a remarkable coach. And then right as I'm writing this book, what does he do, right? He goes and he accepts the job as a GM, which is even more tremendous to me because it shows that he has these remarkable innate qualities that transfer to the business of basketball, not just the sport of basketball.
Yeah. But what you really believe in all these coaches and their philosophies, what they bring to the athletic arenas and the fields, that these skills translate to success beyond the world of sports. No doubt about that, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, if these coaches, the lessons that they impart upon just society in general are so wonderful. And I think since the beginning of time, sports have been a remarkable metaphor for life. And so many lessons you learn as a kid playing, you know, football or basketball or soccer, are some of the lessons that stay with you the longest. And in many ways, you never forget that coach that left a lasting impression upon you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all remember some of our great high school and college coaches as well. Justin Spiesman joining us this morning. His book is called Coach, The Greatest Teachers in Sports and Their Lessons for Us All. Fascinating book. Thank you, Justin, for spending some time with us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.